All right, you're looking to become a better leader? Scott Deming is with us, and he's written the book Powered by Purpose: Identify Your Values, Discover Your Purpose, and Build Success for Life. Scott, welcome to Evan and Deb.
Hey, Evan and Deb. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure to have you. So now tell me, you know, what made you decide to write a book on leadership?
Well, the book was inspired by a tragedy. I'm sure if you read the book and you read the foreword, you understand that. But I've been in leadership my whole life. I owned and operated a national advertising agency for over 20 years. I've sat on many boards. I've been instrumental in a few startups, Wall Street IPOs. And, you know, as I sold my agency about 11 years ago, and I speak, train, and write now on the emotional branding, teamwork, leadership. And, you know, there's just a leadership issue. To answer your question, why did I write the book? Before I wrote the book, I was thinking to myself, do I need another book? And honestly, the reason I wrote this book is because the world needs it. There's a serious leadership issue in it, so I'm trying to drive this point across for leaders and organizations, big and small, to lead with purpose and not just profit and bottom line. You know, to have a bigger cause, a bigger reason, a bigger meaning on this planet than just driving sales and building that, you know, shareholder happiness.
Well, I think but, you know, for a lot of those people, I mean, it's really hard because, you know, some of them get in, you know, they think I'm going to do this because it's the right thing to do. I want to make better decisions. I want to do things better for my employees or for, you know, for our customers. But at the end of the day, then they get beaten up by the board or their stockholders or even their customers, don't they?
Well, they do if they allow it. Again, you know, you can set a precedence at any level in your organization. You can set a precedence with your customers. You can set a precedence with your employees. I just did an interview for a national publication in the eye care industry, and there's this trend going on in retail now where, you know, everybody's now advertising, hey, if you come in and you show us that you can get a better price somewhere else, we'll match the price. So the whole article was, you know, should the eye care industry get into this practice? And basically I'm saying no, because what you're doing is you're telling the world that, you know, you're just a commodity and you're selling on price. So there you set a precedence. I'm just using this as an example.
Right.
But I'll give you another example to answer your question. A few years ago I did a program for an organization it's global, but I did the North American operations, and I was their keynote speaker. The CEO from Austria was in the room, and afterward we had this conversation, and he goes, look, I get everything you're saying, and in fact, I agree with you. He said, but you understand this is a publicly traded company. I have a board of directors. He said, the board of directors loves me. I've been a CEO for 5.5 years. They truly love me. They respect me. They believe in me. He said, but you know very well that we're all about every 3 months. If we don't show those numbers at the
right
end of every 3 months, he said, then, you know, they get nervous. And I said to him, you just told me that the board believes in you. He said, yes. I said, tell them your vision. Tell them this is the way it must be. If you truly believe that your company needs to switch from, you know, from being just a product-oriented company to a customer-centric company, then tell them that. Well, guess what? 2 years later, I was flown to Austria to speak for their worldwide global leadership conference because they switched to a new level of business. And it was because he convinced them that, look, you just need to believe in me and take a chance. So I think a lot of leaders, they just don't have that courage. They don't have that ability to say, you know what, I'm going to make a tough decision today. My book is based on that. It even says in the subtitle, Identify Your Values. If you understand what your values are and you allow your values to lead you to your purpose, you won't waver. But, you know,
right,
many times in the course of business on a daily basis, our values get challenged. They get challenged all the time by the bottom line, by competitors, by price, by competition. So, you know, you just need to understand as a leader, are you in this for the long haul and for the good reasons? Or are you in this just to make a mark for a few weeks, a few years, and then move on?
Right. Well, and unfortunately, there are too many people like that, that they, you know, they're getting the 300,000, 2 million, 3 million. And they're like, well, you know what? I don't want to get off this gravy train. I don't want to, you know, rock the boat. So now you talk about profit is not the sole measurement for your success. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, you can find a lot of companies, and I'm going to go out on a limb here And I'm going to talk about an organization that is financially very successful, but in my opinion, and in many people's opinions, not a successful organization, Walmart. I mean, you know, Walmart, and I apologize if they're a sponsor of yours, but...
Nope, they're not.
They beat up their vendors to the extent that their vendors literally lose money by being in their store. But they have to be in their store if they're going to have some sort of an exposure.
Right.
What they do is they drive the price down so low that they put other organizations, other small companies in their area out of business. And everybody is now basically driven to what they can afford, which is Walmart. So, that's not what Sam Walton had in mind when he started the company. And here's what I mean by financial success alone is not your guide, your compass. Do you know that they have the Waltons have a foundation that has raised $2.1 billion more than $2 billion. Not one of the three heirs have given a single penny to their own foundation.
Jeez.
These are multi-billionaires. These are some of the richest people in the world. So that's my point. You can be financially successful, but you know what? What are you doing to impact the world? What are you doing to change lives? And that's the whole basis of my book.
Well, and it's interesting because you have companies out there saying, we're feeding the hungry, we're giving this, we're giving that. And at the same time, they're starving their suppliers, they're starving their employees, and they're doing everything wrong with the people that are keeping them in business.
That's exactly right. How many in class action suits have been filed against Walmart? There's a whole website, Walmart Watch. I mean, they're constantly being chased after for ill practice of their employees, using very rare lumber in other countries just to build their furniture cheaper. Everything they do is against everything that I believe should be practiced ethically.
Right, right. Well, but unfortunately, like you said, it comes down to every 3 months, it comes down to those stock prices, what Wall Street says, and they're more concerned about what Wall Street says than what, their customers think or their suppliers think. Now,
go ahead.
So, when I read the book Powered by Purpose, do you find that your book is geared towards any specific size company?
No. I look at Southwest Airlines. The CEO of Southwest Airlines grew the company according to how he wanted to grow it, and he said, we're going to grow it so that we can still treat customers phenomenally, treat employees phenomenally, give everybody a great price, a great ride, great service. He had markets all over the country clamoring for his service, and he said, I will grow at the pace I want to grow. Now, you better believe he had a board and a bunch of shareholders that were saying, come on, come on, come on, we can make a lot of money. And he said, look, if you don't like what I'm doing here, go sit on a different board. If you don't like what I'm doing, go buy different stock. But guess what?
Right.
They've never lost a penny. They've never had a layoff. I mean, this is a company that during the entire past couple of decades when airlines are merging and going out of business and buying each other out because they can't pay their bills, Southwest Airlines is still making money. So, you can do it. If you stick to your guns, if you really, truly believe in your core values, and you let those values guide you to your ultimate purpose. Now, here's what I mean by purpose. There are two different types of purpose. There's a function purpose, and there's a mission purpose. All right, so take Tom's Shoes. The function of Tom's Shoes is to sell shoes and eyewear and eye care. Well, do you know what Tom's Shoes does? For every pair of shoes, their purpose, their mission purpose, is to help people in need. So their function purpose is to be a retail outlet. Their mission purpose is to help people. For every pair of shoes they sell, they give a pair of shoes to somebody who needs them. For every pair of eyeglasses sold, they help somebody who needs eyewear or eye care.
Right.
So that's what I mean by understanding that there's a greater reason for you to be on this planet, not just to make a boatload of money.
I like it. Scott, stay with us. I got a couple more questions for you. We're talking right now to Scott Deming. Powered by Purpose, identify your values, discover your purpose, and build success for life. His website, scottdeming.com. More to come right here with Evan and Deming. All right, leadership is what we're talking about. We got Scott Deming with us. Should you be leading your company the right way, with a better conscience, what's better for the planet, what's better for your employees. He's written the book Powered by Purpose: Identify Your Values, Discover Your Purpose, and Build Success for Life. From the CEOs that you talk to, people from small to large companies, the feedback you get when they're doing what's right, you know, morally right, they're following their moral compass. What's the feedback you get from these guys?
The feedback that I get from them based on what I'm telling them?
Well, when you see a company, like you say, Tom's Shoes, they're doing the right things. So when you talk to the CEOs of those companies, you read about them, what's the feedback that you get? Do you find that they're just much more well-rounded? They're happier individuals. They feel like,
I think all of that. First of all, I think that they live a life that they feel very grateful for. They're satisfied. They're humbled, but they also, the majority of the companies that are run that way are sustainable. I mean, the companies that are run like commodities, that are always going after price, bottom line, you know, they're always in and out of bankruptcies and mergers and you know, getting bought and getting sold. And it's the companies who really have a purpose in life. You know, I did a program last year for True Value Hardware Company, and the CEO and I have become good friends because this guy buys into everything that I talk about, and he endorsed the book because he's running the company based on these very same values and processes. He wants the True Value stores across the country to run the stores like they are friends with the community, not like they're just trying to sell a bunch of hardware. So the folks who are running their companies like that are not only feeling good about it, and again, I'm not this, you know, just this big fluffy, you know, hey, everybody's got to be really nice to each other. Of course you should. I'm a businessman. You know, I've run my own business for over 30 years. I have every year a business plan. I need to make money. But money is not my sole and number one objective. If you do it the right way, the money follows. You know, there are folks like Chipotle. Chipotle, the founder, Steve Ells, you know, he said, I will only work with ranchers who will produce their food in an ethical, sustainable way. Now, he could have just gone out and done it exactly the way everybody else, like McDonald's does, but he didn't believe in that. He stuck to his guns, and not only did he create an amazing organization, he created another whole income revenue stream for these ranchers who were willing to work with him. So you can do this. If you believe in something, stick to it. And the folks that I have talked to and the ones that I've read about, they will not part from their values. Those are the ones that need to give leadership courses in colleges and across the country.
Right. I like what you're talking about. Scott, I got to get to our next guest. Powered by Purpose: Identify Your Values, Discover Your Purpose, and Build Success for Your Life. Check out this book if you're running a company, maybe you just want to run a company one day. You want to get into management. The website is scottdeming.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.